Now, Monday night on The Box, the funnest show getting around. Big Brother is back, baby. And the lady who drives it from the front is Sonia Kruger. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Sonia.
Oh, good morning. Wishing I was on the sunny coast with you guys right now.
Oh, it's beautiful here today. Lots of sun getting around already. It's only, what, 7 o'clock here?
Yes.
It's divine.
And Sonia, can I tell you, we've got the Aussies here at the moment, the National Surf Lifesaving Championships. So literally from Maroochydore to Mooloolaba are just wall-to-wall gorgeous people.
Shocking people, very unfit, unfit, in need of a workout. Is that what you say?
Outrageous.
Totally.
Terrible.
That's right.
Terrible to look at,
Hey, Sonia, Big Brother is coming back onto our TV screens Monday. We're very, very excited for this because last year it was very different to the previous Big Brother that we had seen, so it was a bit of a game changer. But there's one person in particular I'm really looking forward to watching in there, and that is Martha's mother, Mary.
Mother Mary.
There's so much alliteration in that sentence.
Oh, that's
right. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I found that, I went, hang on, Martha's mum, Martha from Maths, her mum is on the show.
Maths.
So that, and it's kind of like Apple Tree. They're very similar.
Oh, really?
Of course, you know, mother and daughter.
Yeah.
But also, Mary. And I don't want to give too much away, but SJ in the house, who's 65, is very, like, the coolest kind of 65-year-old you'll ever see getting around in Adidas tracksuits and kind of looking a little bit like Jamiroquai. you know, they become really, really good friends. But the thing, there's so much I want to tell you, I can't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I've just been talking to somebody who said it was the best first episode of reality television that they had ever seen.
Oh, wow.
And in the review the other day, someone gave it 6 stars out of 5.
I will take that.
Really?
Blown away. Yeah, by the people who've been given screeners to see what they think, because it's the characters in this series are just next level. Like, you've got Nick, who's the colorblind house painter, right? Not sure how.
I don't
think we had to put that on live. He said, if you're a colorblind house painter, let us know. But he is this tall kind of larrikin. Makes friends with Danny, who's like the other end of the spectrum, kind of vertically challenged real estate shark from Geelong. And they just become the most unlikely friends. And it's really just entertaining to watch them, particularly in this first episode. Something major happens with them. And I don't want to give too much away, but it's to do with this. Have you seen the couch opening up?
No.
Yes.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah. There may be like a secret kind of escape hatch in there.
Okay.
That's great.
Sonia, do you know what I love about Big Brother is that it's unapologetic. Like, it is what you get, and what you see is what you get. And the thing is, there are so many sort of reality shows at the moment that are kind of twisting your mind and trying to get you to believe one thing or have a different agenda, whereas Big Brother is just straight out, we're here to do fun and put fun under the microscope with a group of people in a house.
Yep.
Go. There's no more to it. And
well,
you don't. That's nice, hey?
No, that's it. Originally, because it's the big daddy of reality shows, and it started 21 years ago, and it was at that time a bit of a social experiment. What would happen if we put these people in a house and we cut them off from society and they were controlled by that Orwellian Big Brother concept? So, but what it's evolved into, I think, and a lot of people now bandy about the social, all this, we're doing this show because it's a social experiment,
when
deep down that's not true. This has now, I think, become a bit of a reflection of society and how we are. It's like we see ourselves in those people
we're
like, what would I be like in the house? And would I be smart enough to strategically make it to the end? Because now the game is about survival, really,
and
getting to the end of, you know, to be one of the final three where then Australia does decide who wins. So how you play the game along the way is important because the country's watching, and if they think you've been unscrupulous, they're not necessarily going to vote for you at the end.
That's right.
No.
So you sort of still have to play it with some integrity, but you have to be smart about it. So it's hard for them. I mean, I'd be useless. I'd be absolutely useless.
I'm too. And you're right. It does feel like it's got a slightly raunchy Survivor feel to it, and we could call it saliva.
Oh, no, we're probably, yeah. I mean, hey, Sonia, yeah, you can do what you will with that title.
Look,
but
no idea's a bad idea.
Yeah, don't feel like you have to take it back to the big guys. It's all good. Hey, Sonia, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it and cannot wait to see Big Brother back on our TV screens on Channel 7 on Monday.
Cheers. Thanks so much.